Good morning. It is Monday, the 15th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. So, today is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Now, traditionally in the church, when we think about the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we're really thinking about Mary unhappy, being sad because of the suffering of her son Jesus. And so we think about, we can talk about seven moments that the church focuses on in terms of Mary being very sad and very sorrowful about her child. I want us to think today, as we're dealing with the season of creation, I want us to think about a possible eighth moment, if you like. When we look at our planet, can we see the damage that human beings have done to it? We have done all sorts of terrible things. We've polluted the air, we've polluted the seas, we've caused all sorts of animals to go extinct. Thousands of corals and fish and mammals and insects go extinct, have gone extinct in your lifetime, in my lifetime, from the activities of human people. I want us to remember a moment. It's in the Creed, it's also in Scripture, about Jesus. So in the Creed, we say the line, "Through him all things were made." Do you remember that line? So it's a line in which we're remembering in the Creed that Jesus was involved in the activity of creation. Or if we look at Colossians in the Scriptures, we have, "For in him, in Christ, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him." So in all of these created things, the beauty of creation that God has made, that Jesus has been part of, can you imagine that Jesus feels anything other than sorrow, sadness, grief, when he looks at the world and the things we human beings have done to it and are doing to it? And so on today, which is the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, it's not a big stretch of the imagination to imagine that Mary is also sad when she looks at what's happening to the world. To the world her son died to save, and which we ourselves are destroying. Today, I think the invitation is just to pray. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. First, let's pray for all the leaders of countries and of businesses, all the people who seem to have a lot of power. Let's pray that their hearts might be pierced by sorrow for the plight of the earth, for all the animals, the fish, the birds, the insects, the mammals, the creatures that battle to live because of human activity, that they might feel sorrow for the plants that can't grow, and for the air and for the soil, for the earth herself. Then let's pray also for all ordinary adults, ordinary men and women, that they might ask, "What can I do to help the earth?" And finally, let's pray for all children like us. Let's pray for all children to have hearts open to the beauty and wonder of creation, so that we might grow up into men and women who will protect it. Because we love the gifts God gives, and because we love God who made the earth and all that is in it. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.